Time changes everything. As Bambi grew older, the little white spots on his back disappeared. His body thickened, and upon his head, two little antlers began to grow. The forest changed too. The fresh green leaves of springtime, almost overnight, had turned red and golden. And the wind that had been so gentle once now seemed harsh and unfriendly. And the autumn rain began to fall. And one morning, when Bambi woke up, he looked out of the thicket and beheld a strange new world. It puzzled him.
Mother, look! What's all that white stuff?
Why, it's snow.
Snow?
Yes. Winter has come.
At first, Bambi thought winter was great fun. He liked to watch the lazy white flakes as they drifted down from the gray sky. He liked to listen to the icicles when they tinkled in the breeze. And the brook, he liked that best of all. For the water was frozen stiff now, and he and Thumper had wonderful times sliding on the ice. But Bambi soon learned it wasn't all fun. There was another side to winter. Food became hard to find. There was no tender green grass to munch on, so Bambi and his mother had to eat the rough, bitter bark from the tree trunks.
Winter sure is long, isn't it?
It seems long, but it won't last forever.
I'm awful hungry, Mother.
Yes, I know.
One morning, the warm sun came up, and the snow began to thaw. Bambi's mother took him out to the meadow, and there, where the snow had melted away, they found a patch of new spring grass. Bambi was just beginning to eat when suddenly he sensed something was wrong. Then he heard the warning call of the crows.
Ah, ah!
Quick, Bambi's mother said. Run. Run as fast as you can. And whatever you do, keep running and don't look back. Bambi reached the thicket safely and waited for his mother. And when she didn't come, he started back toward the meadow to look for her. He called for his mother, but she didn't answer. And he couldn't find her anywhere. And then he saw the great prince of the forest standing before him. And the great prince said, "Your mother has gone away. She can't be with you anymore. You must be brave and learn to live by yourself."